Know your constituency. The RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
A chorda fall to roof, chaig Know Your Constituency. This is a podcast map of the general election, taking you through all 43 constituencies. Now, if this is the first one you've listened to, you're very welcome indeed. We'll be bringing you the information you need to know, the seats and the seat holders and the boundaries, and the information, of course, you want to know at election time, the infighting and the rivalries and the turf wars and so on. It's Misha Cormac O'Hara. I'm joined once again in the podcast studio by RTE Radio's Barry Lenehan. He's here for all 43 episodes. And also with us from Cork is Teresa Reedy, political scientist at University College Cork. You're both very welcome. We're ready for another one?
Of course. Absolutely. What a one we have in store.
Now, what a one is right. And the nice, juicy constituency of Kilwanton, Wicklow. Some major plot lines. Say for this one, listener, as there are great stories here. Give us the essentials on Wicklow, Barry, the seats and the seat holders.
Yes, the Garden County is to become a political bear pit over the coming weeks.
A jungle.
Because with redraws and the new Wicklow-Wexford constituency, Wicklow has now gone from being a 5-seat constituency to a 4-seat constituency. But 5 incumbents stand their ground here for 4 seats. They being Johnny Brady of Sinn Féin, the Taoiseach Simon Harris, the Health Minister Stephen Donnelly of Fianna Fáil, Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats, and Stephen Matthews of the Green Party. 5 into 4, it won't go.
And if that weren't enough, the issues in Wicklow, Teresa.
So this is a really interesting constituency. It's a commuter belt, obviously. There's a very large, a whole series of large urban centres that run along the eastern seaboard, proximate to the Dart Line, Bray, Inniskerry. Bray is a population of over 30,000. Greystones is at nearly 20,000 people. But there's also a more rural part to the constituency in kind of West Wicklow, but still reasonable sized villages and towns: Baltinglass, Kilteagan, Rathangan. A lot of these are commuter areas and people are commuting into Dublin. But there is also quite a base of industrial activity in Wicklow itself. A lot of high value ICT and some high value agriculture as well. So the issues will very much be those on the kind of commuting frontier. A lot of emphasis, imagine, on housing in this part of the world, but also on childcare, infrastructure, the cost of living. But then in the more rural areas, obviously, we'd expect things like agriculture and farming, rural development to come into play.
Yeah, there's a huge socioeconomic shift in this constituency, and there's a geographic divide as well between urban and rural, as you mentioned. But you've laid it out very well indeed. Barry, you know what I'm going to say next, because we're about to get stuck into the runners and riders for the election in Wicklow. It means we'll give everyone a warning here, all the listeners. This is at the time of recording. You're going to come back to us with an update once the nominations are finalised. But as we speak now, there's still a possibility of change. So that said, lay it out for us as things stand in Wicklow.
Well, Fine Gael really should have taken 2 seats here the last time across their 3 candidates. And some would feel perhaps Leo Varadkar might argue that if they had taken 2 seats here and next door in Dunleary, then perhaps the history books would be rather different for both him and the party. But here we are with a different Taoiseach in Simon Harris, the Fine Gael leader, first elected in 2011. And he is looking to bring in a running mate on this occasion. Wicklow forms an arc from south of the Liffey down to the end of Wicklow, taking in Dublin Bay South, Dublin Rathdown, Dunleary and Wicklow, which Fine Gael strategists believe are key to getting 2 seats in all these constituencies and would re-elect Simon Harris to the Taoiseach's office. So Simon Harris is likely to top the poll. He'd look to try to bring in a running mate. Leo Varadkar, last time the first Taoiseach since 1987 not to bring in a running mate. And Simon Harris will look to bring in Edward Timmins, who's based in Baltinglass to the west of the constituency. Of course, the Taoiseach is in Greystone. Timmins, his brother was a TD, Billy. His father, Godfrey, was also a TD. And his brother, Billy Timmins, got around 4,600 votes the last time. Of course, it redraws. Some of that is pared back. So he perhaps won't get that much, but he will be in the hunt for a second seat. However, Fine Gael have had difficulties in Simon Harris's backyard. And that's because Shea Cullen, a councillor born in Roundwood, based in Newtown Mount Kennedy, he was beaten at the selection convention. but claimed afterwards that he'd been essentially shafted, as 4 out of 5 of the Taoiseach's transfers went to Timmins rather than he, and so Timmins was selected. Cullen is now running as an independent in this constituency. He had met, I'm told, or my spies tell me he had met with the leaders of Independent Ireland. It had been thought he would run for them, but he is standing as an independent and will be a formidable presence on the ballot and is likely to take votes off Fine Gael. Will it be enough to ruin Simon Harris's dream of getting in a running mate? That is the million dollar question.
Indeed. What are you going to look out for, Teresa?
Well, this really is a high stakes big political careers constituency, because the next place to look is into Fianna Fáil. And here the standard bearer for the party is Stephen Donnelly, very high profile Minister for Health. But as recent as early October, there were a lot of concerns in the party that Stephen Donnelly might not even make it out of the selection convention. Now, eventually, Senator Pat Casey withdrew in the last minute from the selection convention, and that cleared the path for Donnelly to be the party's only candidate in this constituency. But there's a lot of speculation that if there is to be a high casualty ministerial loss, Stephen Donnelly is the person at the top of that list.
He faces
an awful lot of challenges in this area. Fianna Fáil didn't do well in the local elections. They're down to 4 councillors. But then there's also the fact that Joe Behan is a former Fianna Fáil TD in this area. He's run as an independent. He did very well in the June local elections, and he's also entering the fray for this election. Now, he ran in 2020. He received about 3,000 votes, but he got as many as 2,500 votes in June. And so there's real potential that he could eat into that kind of core Fianna Fáil vote. Remember, Donnelly is, he started as an independent, then spent a period of time in Social Democrats and is now with Fianna Fáil. And there's a big question about whether he has an electoral machine of his own that underpins his campaign and questions about him in this constituency. And of course, if Fine Gael is seeking to add a seat, this is one of the places where Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael could potentially be facing off against each other.
Can I go back there for a second? Because an awful lot of our listeners here, Barry, will say, how is it that a senior minister of health, Stephen Donnelly, had difficulty getting out of the selection convention here?
Yeah, well, Pat Casey was set to rout him, the Glendalough-based senator, at that selection convention. But Stephen Donnelly, perhaps of all Fianna Fáil's current seats across the country, is their most high risk at the moment. The local elections were far from good for Fianna Fáil here. They weren't good either in 2019, when Bray returned the lowest Fianna Fáil vote across the entire country. In these local elections, in one Bray constituency, they drew a blank. In the other, they didn't even have a candidate. And in Greystones, where Stephen Donnelly's base is up against Simon Harris, up against Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats, Fianna Fáil also drew a blank there. So the figures are not for good reading for Stephen Donnelly. In the last election, the distress signals were out about him again. Fianna Fáil poured resources into his campaign at the last minute, perhaps to the detriment of Pat Casey's campaign at the time. But at the moment, Donnelly, whilst not fatal, is in a very dangerous position. Fianna Fáil strategists think if he can get to around 10 or 12%, that maybe he might be able to stave off the rest of the challengers, but this one's going to be very, very close.
Okay, you've been looking at the numbers here and you've been talking to all manner of sources and onlookers on the ground. We're very much at the early tentative stages of a campaign. So with that caveat, how do you call it? Teresa, first of all.
I mean, this really is a high politics constituency. I think there are probably seats for Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, the Social Democrats, and, you know, given his huge national profile and the importance that will be attached to health, you'd have to say that Stephen Donnelly should squeeze in there, and that the Green Party, you know, the wind is against them fairly significantly, and Stephen Matthews potentially runs the risk of losing his seat here.
Yes, Stephen Matthews, the chair of the Oireachtas Housing Committee. I would caution the Green Party did have not a bad day in this constituency at the local elections, taking seats in Bray and Greystones, including in Bray with Stephen Matthews' wife, Erica Doyle. So it's not a forlorn hope for him. Sinn Féin's Johnny Brady, he polled a gargantuan vote the last time, 17,297. The feeling locally is that vote will be down. Particularly, you recall how Sinn Féin activist supporters were effectively chased out, footage showing, and they were chased out of more working class areas such as Fossa Rowan, the constituency at the local elections, and Brady perhaps will find the likes of Kieran Hogan and aim to a potential irritant to him during this campaign, but he still should hold his seat. It's then down to that final seat. So we say the Fine Gael pie perhaps being carved three ways between Harris, Colin now standing as an independent, and Timmins, and Donnelly looking to hold on for Fianna Fáil. There perhaps is one portent of positivity for Donnelly in this, and that is if you look at Simon Harris as Taoiseach. He's looking to bring in a gargantuan surplus, do what Bertie Ahern did with Cyprian Brady perhaps back in 2007. But in Greystones, in the local elections, Harris's vote, the Fine Gael vote, was nothing to write home about. He only got one councillor elected, that being Louise Fenlon Gaskin. So perhaps the Harris bounce may not be as pronounced in his home patch. We'll have to wait and see. That's the only morsel of hope one might perhaps offer towards Fianna Fáil and Donnelly, and also Jennifer Whitmore. She seems rather secure. She wasn't given much hope the last time. She's relatively ensconced to good local elections for Wicklow as well. So Jennifer Whitmore perhaps on track to retain her seat as well, as Teresa said.
And you can't leave this constituency without saying this is a place of gargantuan sized ballot papers as a general rule. I mean, we've had up to 28 candidates at one point on the ballot paper, so we'd expect quite a few more candidates to declare closer to the election day. They don't always get a lot of they don't get a lot of votes, but it's a very fragmented political picture.
Before we finish in Wicklow, honourable mention to Charlie Keddie.
Yes, it would not be an Irish election cycle without Charlie Keddie, dubbed as the most determined would-be councillor in Ireland. He stood in every local election since 1985, initially for the Labour Party, without winning his seat. He's a former Wicklow hurler, so I'm sure he'd be ready for this clash of the ash when Messrs Harris and Donnelly once again. He got 0.3% of the first preferences in 2020. He increased his vote in the locals, so he'll be hoping for a good outing as well. He's been swimming recently, according to local media as well, in the local pool there, I think around Greystones or Kilcool. So Charlie Keddie primed for battle once again.
As a former Wicklow hurler, he's well used to battling the odds, and I say that with great respect, Charlie Keddie. Look, it's early days and it's really difficult when it goes from 5 to 4, but that's why Wicklow is so enticing in this election. Míle Buíochas, Barry Lenihan, agus Teresa Reedy. We'll leave it there for now. Barry, you'll be back, of course, with us for an update after nominations close. Our thanks to Cormac Burke for all his research, Kieran Cullen on sound, our producer Alistair McConnell, and remember to tune in to RTÉ Radio 1 on Results Weekend and across RTÉ Television and all of our digital platforms for full comprehensive coverage of all 43 constituencies.
Know your constituency. The RTÉ Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.
Now we're back, and since we recorded that conversation, we do now know the date of the general election, and nominations have now closed. So Barry Lenihan is back to give us an update on Kilwanthan, on Wicklow. What's the latest here, Barry?
The million-dollar question remains the same here, Cormac. Can Health Minister Stephen Donnelly keep his seat? Well, the Fianna Fáil video wall was doing laps of Bray on the final Saturday of the campaign, displaying high points from Stephen Donnelly's time as a TD and minister. Now, talking to someone with an intimate knowledge of Stephen Donnelly's campaign on the ground, they admit it's a hard slog, with 1 in 5 doors perhaps returning a positive response. Now, my source did insist that some of Donnelly's achievements as health minister are being raised by voters, but at the same time admitted the fact that Donnelly has won seats in Wicklow before as a Social Democrat and before that as an independent in 2011 means some feel he has simply changed his spots too many times. Now, Fianna Fáil headquarters thinks he can still survive even with a small drop in the party vote compared to 2020, but the party's organisation, as we mentioned, in North Wicklow, around Bray, Greystones, virtually non-existent in parts, and the Irish won't be lost on party veterans here, that Fianna Fáil could essentially be exterminated in North Wicklow by someone who began his political career canvassing for Fianna Fáil, namely Fine Gael leader Simon Harris, who of course started off on doors with former Fianna Fáil minister Dick Roach, and Harris here trying to bring in a running mate in Edward Timmins at Donnelly's expense. So surely
that very fact that we mentioned might motivate Fianna Fáil grassroots here for a final push for Donnelly. And I actually met the man himself when out there reporting for Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 after a candidate debate, and he knows himself he's in the fight of his life with no guarantees. Now, the independent ex-Fine Gael councillor, Shay Cullen, from the farming background in Roundwood, he said locally to be going very well during the campaign, with the southern end of the constituency effectively to himself. His campaign, it seems to have that the big momentum. Over 300 attended his campaign launch in Newtown Mount Kennedy. And the brother of former independent Wicklow TD Mildred Fox, Christopher from Kilmacanig, is running Cullen's campaign. What he also has Tom Short, I'm told, in his corner, a long-time Fine Gael man with a lot of connections in the IFA. And one Fine Gael councillor also approached me privately, I must admit, and the vibe I got from them anyway was they were very much Team Cullen after he'd been shafted, he claimed, by Fine Gael. So he'll take votes from his former party, but it's worth noting how his family on his mother's side, the Davises, they're regarded locally as old Fianna Fáil stock. So he's likely caused damage to Donnelly too. And key for him will be to try to get ahead of Bray independent Joe Behan to get into contention. One or the other of those will get into contention, perhaps off the back of the other's elimination. Now, Sinn Féin's John Brady should hold his seat. That's still the consensus locally. But he's a number of irritants here. Remember, he had trouble in his former heartlands at the local elections, as we mentioned. And his election adverts appeared in local newspapers without sight of Sinn Féin name or logo. Now, Brady subsequently claimed it was a mistake, but his opponents are highly sceptical of that explanation. Aontú's Kieran Hogan is likely to go after Brady, as will independent Rob Carey, who runs a martial arts school and has criticised the political response to immigration. His posters are prominent as well throughout the constituency, are Rob Carey's. Also rocking up here since our initial conversation is Philip Dwyer, the former postman who travels the country live streaming from anti-immigration demonstrations. And also on the ballot, Balting Glass's councillor Gerry O'Neill, a former long-standing member of Sinn Féin who was expelled from the party in 2017 alongside then fellow sitting councillors John Snell and Oliver O'Brien after an internal dispute. And Snell got 4% of the vote in the 2020 general election, so that might be a gauge on Gerry O'Neill's potential vote. So a lot happening here in the last little while. But one wily political watcher in Wicklow told me how they were at the turning on of the Christmas lights in Greystones on the penultimate weekend of the campaign, and 84-year-old Santa Claus with links to Hollywood Village in West Wicklow doing the honours for the 10th year at the job. But this wily operator said they were struck by the amount of young families there that day who'd even moved into the constituency since the last election, and said that floating vote, which they simply cannot gauge, will decide where the final seat goes come November 29th. And you'll find that full list of 18 candidates within constituency profiles on the RTE News website, and that can be accessed at rte.ie/constituencies.
Know Your Constituency, the RTE Radio 1 Guide to General Election 2024.